أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious. Respectable audience, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you are well acquainted that we are talking about Imam Ali alayhi salam's biography, the first infallible Imam. We have reached to this point that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is going to conquer Mecca. And you know that the conquer of Mecca is one of those wonderful and interesting events. It is one of those sweetest events that the Muslims, the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, they have experienced in their life. This conquer or this victory of Muslims or this overcome of the Muslims on the pagans occurred on the 20th of Ramadan, year 8 Hijri. With this victory, with this conquer that Muslims had, indeed, the polytheistic symbols, all of them have been uprooted, all of them have been eradicated from the Arab Peninsula. While it was replaced with monotheism and with worshipping Almighty Allah, the Exalted, the Glorified. So, afterwards, Islam was publicized, Islam was announced as a formal and legitimate religion and doctrine on this wide expanded region. With the conquer of Mecca, of those is steadfast force of the opponents of Islam has been eradicated, has been perished, has been vanished. And those idols that the pagans put them on Mecca, all of them have been vanished and have been perished. You know that the unbelievers and those pagans have put 360 idols inside of the Mecca, inside the holy square. So by this victory that the Muslims got, by this victory that the Muslims acquired, indeed all their conspiracies, all their intentions that they had for uprooting the Islamic doctrine, they were refuted. So now we can discuss about this, that what were the hindrances, what were those obstacles for not conquering Mecca before the 8th of the Hijri. But let me, prior to hint those matters, I have to give you this hint that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has been identified and has been defined as a mercy for the world. As our Holy Quran says in one of the verses that وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ We have not sent you except for mercy for the worlds. It means our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household is the vivid and candid example of mercy, compassion, favor. But alas, that today the Western medias and those who are opponent of Islamic advancement, they are giving a bad image from our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They are obdurately introducing our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as an image, as a facet that he is, God forbid, he is not merciful. He was rather merciless. And this mercifulness of our Holy Prophet can be substantiated, can be proved during this conquer that our Holy Prophet had on the pagans. You know that how an amazing condition was there, that our Holy Prophet forgave all his opponents, all his hostiles. On the first years of the Islamic emergence, you know that how brutality and how vicious treatments and behaviors the pagans had with our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him. Even they enforced him that he has to migrate from his motherland and he has to go and flee from his own motherland, his own territory. But again, when the same personality, when the same prominent figure comes, but with victorious condition, with victorious instances, what he does, it is not taking revenge. Rather, it is forgiveness and forgetfulness. He applies this wise proverb that says, forgiveness is better than revenge. And he accepts all and lets all that they have to embrace Islam. For embracing Islam is not only for the betterment of our Holy Prophet, rather for the betterment, for the goodness of the people, for their own future, for their own aftermath. So this poisonous image, this poisonous propagations that some of the Westerners, Mahdi's, has against our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, they cannot be forgotten and they cannot be forgiven. For they are publicizing a bad image, they are giving a bad image for the Westerners, that they should not convert to Islam, they should not come towards Islam, they should not embrace Islam. By telling this, by fabricating these stories, by giving this indirect image of our Holy Prophet that he is a merciless person. Or for sometimes they are not giving this, rather the instructions Islam has, they are fighting against that, such as holy wars. But you know that holy war, when that is made, most of them were defensive. It means others have attacked them and they were defending themselves. In a self-defense right is one of the rights that we all accept, we all approve. So what were those hindrances? What were those obstacles that Muslims could not come before, could not conquer prior the 8th Hijri? One of those hindrances was this, that the pagans were fully attached to the articles of the peaceful contract or the treaty of the peace that they have signed. And that was Hudaybiyah's peace treaty. So this agreement, this peaceful agreement that our Holy Prophet signed with the pagans of the Mecca itself, the articles of this contract made both the sides that they should not invade one another. They should respect the articles and the items which were containing this peaceful contract. But when Almighty Allah intends that our Holy Prophet should come and should eradicate polytheistic approach, he can make it easy. Even the big grounds can be paved by Almighty Allah, but with the free will, with the free choice of the pagans themselves. And you know that our Holy Prophet was respecting this treaty. As long as he saw the Quraysh, that they are respecting, they are esteeming the articles of this peaceful treaty. But when Quraysh attacked a tribe called Khuza'a, who was an allied of our Holy Prophet's side, so one of the men came from this tribe and they started to ask our Holy Prophet's help. For this that the Quraysh attacked them. So this attack or this invasion of Quraysh on the tribe paved the backgrounds for giving this excuse for the Muslims that they should also retaliate, they should not also remain respectful to the treaty. When they wanted to retaliate, so the Quraysh were informed, and they sent Abu Sufyan in Medina to inform our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that the Quraysh are repentant now. Now they are remorseful for what they have done on this tribe. So Abu Sufyan comes in our Holy Prophet's house. One of the wives of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is Habibah, the daughter of Abu Sufyan. When he comes in his daughter's house, his daughter does not let him, that he has to sit on the mattress of our Holy Prophet. And he says that, why you do not let your father, that he has to sit in this place? Then she says that you does not worth to sit on the place where the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sits, though you are my father. But the sanctity, the sacredness, the holiness of our Holy Prophet is that much that you, with your beliefs, does not worth to sit here. You do not worth. You do not have this merit to sit on the place of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So, again, Abu Sufyan starts here and there to have some excuses for this matter that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, should forget them and should forgive them. Forget this incident, forgive them. But he does not reach to a conclusion. Then refers to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that you have to give immunity to those of the Muslims, and then you have to go, the condition will be secure and calm.
This is the Call of Islam.
And you are listening to the program, The Life of Imam Ali.
One of the principles that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was always keen and sharp enough of, that was this, that the opponents should not be informed of their movement. The opponents, the arch foes of the Islam, should not be informed of the actions which our Holy Prophet planned to do and the projects that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, wanted to apply. So because of this, in this event also, our Holy Prophet was keen that the people should not give any information for the opponents. So our Holy Prophet wanted all the companions that to keep this matter as a secret, and it should be kept in their chest, safe and secure. But one of the companions, a man called Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a, that he was amongst the companions of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and he was one of those who participated in the Badr event, in the Badr battle. He wrote a letter for the Quraysh and says that there is an invasion, there will be an invasion in the next or in the forthcoming weeks. But Jibril comes and informs our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that this incident took place while the people are not well aware. So this man gave this letter that he has to inform the Quraysh for a woman called Sarah from the tribe of Medina. When our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, got awareness, when he was well acquainted of this matter, so it was very much decisive for our Holy Prophet that the pagans should not be informed of this movement of our Holy Prophet for conquering the Mecca. When our Holy Prophet was informed, he commissioned Imam Ali alayhi salam and another man called Zubayr ibn Awam that they have to go and they have to follow this woman in order not to convey this message of secrecy or secret for the pagans. Our Holy Prophet intended that they should conquer Mecca without any bloodshed, without any massacre, without any fighting, without any war. Then they went and followed this woman, and they caught her. When they caught her, firstly, the woman denied having or carrying such kind of a letter containing secret informations about the invasion that our Holy Prophet or the Muslims are going to have on the Meccans. But our Imam alayhi salam says, Inni uhlifu billah ma kudhiba rasulullah wa la kudhibna wa la tukhrijanna hadha al-kitab aw lanakshifannak. It means Imam alayhi salam threatened her that either you give me that letter, I will myself take it from you. When she saw that Imam alayhi salam is this much serious and does not let her that he has to take a step forward, then she said that this is the letter, and indeed that man gave me that I have to go and I have to inform the pagans. So, Imam Ali alayhi salam's virtues in the event of conquering Mecca is remarkable and noteworthy. In order not to prolong the discourse, I have to summarize those virtues that we can vividly see. We can vividly find them in the history. They are these. Of those virtues that we can find in Imam Ali alayhi salam's virtues, we can find them in this matter, in this event, in this incident, are as following. The first is that he had a very sage and cleverly treatment with Abu Sufyan, that he has to go without instigating, invoking or provoking the Qurayshites for taking preparations for war or in order to resist Islam. So this was a treatment, this was a behavior, this was a conduct that Imam alayhi salam showed, though some of the companions rejected him without any giving solution for him. But Imam alayhi salam did not do it. He did not retreat or repeat this matter. So Abu Sufyan went to Mecca having this pretext or having this pretense that I went and Ali ibn Abi Talib interceded and said to me that I have to go in the mosque and I have to announce that I will be giving immunity for the Muslims in Mecca and it will be okay. So this sagacity of Imam Ali alayhi salam prevented him from what? From this, that he has to prepare and he has to provoke the Qurayshites for a new war. And it paved the background that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his household should go and conquer Mecca peacefully without any bloodshed, without any hindrance, without any obstacle. Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, 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 ya Allah, Allah.
This is the call of Islam, and you are listening to the program, The Life of Imam Ali.
The second virtue that we can hint is this, that the letter was disclosed, the letter was uncovered by Imam Ali alayhi salam. It means Jibril came and revealed on our Holy Prophet, and our Holy Prophet commissioned Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he went and caught the woman and caught the letter too. And she herself was also brought to our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And the third virtue we can hint is this, that the flag of the army of the Islam was given to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Though there were some different flags when the people were coming in different labels. But you know that Sa'd ibn Ubadah, when he saw Abu Sufyan, he said that today is the day of revenge. And we are going to make the Qurayshites a disgraceful nation. Seeing this condition, Abu Sufyan came near our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and said that, are you going to disgrace your own nation, your own tribe? So our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, got angry and said that our intention is not this. If it is described, if it is announced by Sa'd ibn Abi Ubadah, who was the flag holder, our Holy Prophet said that it should be given a tough reaction, it should be given a tough retaliation. So he was dismissed of being a flag holder and he was replaced by Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam became the prominent, the well-known figure who was carrying on the flag and he was holding the flag. So by giving a mercifulness slogan, by giving the slogan of mercy, forgiveness, and favor, he entered Mecca. Our Holy Prophet intended this also, that It should not be misinterpreted that when we are going to say that today you are wa antum mutlaqai, today you are free, and today no one will harm you, no one will disturb you, it should not be thought that it is a kind of conspiracy. Because of this, he was dismissed from this position that he has to be assumed, he has to be thought as a flag holder. So Imam Ali alayhi salam was replaced. Another virtue that in this matter we can enlist for our Imam alayhi salam, that is that when our Holy Prophet announced immunity for all, when our Holy Prophet said that today لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين, today there is no blame on you, you will be forgiven, Almighty Allah is the most forgiveful one. So some were excluded, those who were brutally, those who were obdurately defacing and damaging our Holy Prophet's prestige. One of them was a singer, a woman, that she was always singing amongst the people. She was also humiliating our Holy Prophet. She was excluded from this common mercy. She was excluded from this declaration of immunity for the public. So some of the obdurate opponents of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who were exclusive of this declaration, they were killed by, they were murdered by Imam alayhi salam. One of them was Huwairith, who had bothered our Holy Prophet too much. Another virtue that the Shiites and the Sunnis, all of them have quoted and all of them have cited this matter in their historical collections and in their historical books, that is this, that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, went and climbed on the shoulders of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to eliminate the idols that they were installed in inside of the Masjidul Haram. So it was a big virtue for Imam alayhi salam that he climbed on the shoulder of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and eliminated all the idols by the order of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. So these virtues cannot be ignored while our Holy Prophet conquered Mecca. These are the virtues that cannot be neglected, that they cannot be denied. One of the events that we can talk about, that is the battle called Hunain. So this battle took place after the conquer of Mecca. And you know that this battle is also hinted about in the verses of the Holy Quran. But the name, that why it is called Hunain, or why it is called Awtas, why it is called Hawadan, so it is different reasons. And we are not going to hint those all, for we will be deviated from our real topic, and that is the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam. But you are going to display and manifest the role Imam Ali alayhi salam played in the establishment of an Islamic state. In one of the places where he displayed his magnificent, his surprisingly and amazingly role, that is the matter of battles. That in all the battles, exclusively in those decisive battles, he took part, except the Battle of Tabuk, due to some reasons that, if you reach, God willing, will hint them. So what are the motives of occurring this battle called Hunain? 15 days after the conquer of Mecca, so you know that our Holy Prophet embraced too many people, that they were embracing Islam. Is that is said by our verses of the Holy Quran, that إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. So they were coming, lots of numbers of the people, huge numbers of the people were coming and were embracing wholeheartedly Islam. But there were some tribes, the pagans, outside Mecca called Hawazan and Thaqif. So they prepared themselves that they should not be invaded surprisingly by the Muslims, as the pagans and believers' condition and situation were. So they prepared themselves, with these, that they should not be involved in the very destiny that the pagans of the Quraysh were involved in. But our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, wanted to uproot polytheism and polytheistic manifestations from the surface of the earth. And indeed, by leadership of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the very battlefield called Hunayn, it was a successful battle too. You know that Ali alayhi salam, when he was assigned to be the flag holder of the army of the Muslims, so the victory for the Muslims became something evident, became something approved and substantiated. Though the Muslims in this battlefield were in a great deal of number, they were more than 12,000 people. They wanted to besiege these Thaqif and Hawazin. So some were proud of this, that we are totally powerful, more powerful than those who are in Hunayn. But Almighty Allah says that وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنَ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. It means that this quantity or the number that you were in the battle of Hunayn, it made you proud. It made you arrogant. And this pride and this arrogance is not something beneficial. Rather, it became something harmful, damaging. نخنسة أطفي به حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما والفاطمة الفاطمة.
This is the Call of Islam and you're listening to the program entitled The Life of Imam Ali.
So some of the people were calling this that لَن نُغْلَبَ الْيَوْمٍ قِلَّةٍ. Today we will not be defeated of the less quantity or less number of our army. Today we are more. While we see that in the battlefields, mostly quantity is not very much important. Rather, quality is very much significant. In the Battle of Uhud, they were also more than they were in the Battle of Badr. But indeed, they were defeated. Almighty Allah intends to make the Muslims understood of this subtle point, that they should not be arrogant of their physical power, their physical number. Rather, there are some certain wills, there are some certain faith that they are more decisive than the apparent and physical army. In the very Battle of Hunayn, the very destiny was reiterated. The very fate was reiterated. What was that? That the Muslims got proud of their huge number, but they were defeated. It means in this sense that firstly the Muslims were defeated and most of the companions of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, fled and they ran away from our Holy Prophet's side. When all ran away from our Holy Prophets, and they left our Holy Prophet alone in the battlefield, so it was Imam Ali alayhi salam and some other three or ten people that they remained with our Holy Prophet, remained loyal and committed to safeguard our Holy Prophet's existence. So the presence of Imam Ali alayhi salam in these decisive moments, and these moments indeed are not deniable. They cannot be ignored. Some of the people, when seeing that the Muslims were fleeing from our Holy Prophet's side, from our Holy Prophet, they left our Holy Prophet alone in the battlefield, they were giving this fun, they were giving this humor that, oh, they are going, they are fleeing. And now the magic that Muhammad ibn Abdullah had brought, it is refuted. But Imam alayhi salam remained with our Holy Prophet and he safeguarded. And then our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, ordered Abbas that he has to go and call the Muslims back. Though our Holy Prophet said that, Ya Ansar Allah wa Ansar Rasuli, Ana Abdullah wa Rasuli. But some were attentive of this call. And he ordered Abbas that he had a very loud voice with a very loud rhythm. He said, Ya Ma'shar al-Muhajirin wal-Ansar, Ya Ashab al-Surat al-Baqarah, Ya Ahla Bay'at al-Shajara, Ila Aina Tafirun, Hadha Rasulullah. Where are you, O immigrants, O those who are Ansar? Ila Aina Tafirun, where are you fleeing? Where are you going? Where are you retreating? Hadha Rasulullah. This is the Messenger of Almighty Allah. So this call of Abbas put its impressions on the companions of our Holy Prophet, and they once again returned. So eventually, the Muslims got a huge amount of booties from this battlefield. And some of the prominent figures of them were killed by Imam Ali alayhi salam, that one of them was Abu Jarul. So he was killed, and others were also killed in the battlefield of Hunain. But it was made explicitly known for the people that those who had good and firm faith and commitment to Almighty Allah, to the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, their faith is decisive in those severe moments. And it was Imam Ali alayhi salam's role in the battlefield of Hunain too, that he safeguarded from our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, by the will of Almighty Allah. And he did not leave our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the battlefield alone, as some of other companions did. So these are the virtues that we have counted in the battlefield of Hunain and the matter of conquering Mecca, which was acquired by Imam Ali alayhi salam. So may the understanding these virtues bring us to this conclusion that we have to obey the footprints of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and those of Imam Ali alayhi salams. For getting awareness, getting information from the biographies of our Holy Imam, it will indeed enrich us in the content. It will bring us to the very certain truth. May Almighty Allah bless us all that we should also be the real followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the practical life of ours. For actions speak louder than words. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahilladhi ja'alana min al-mutamassikin بولايتي علي بن أبي طالب والأئمة المعصومين عليهم السلام.